Chapter 5. The Two Women in the Room. I am in the spirit and I find myself in a hallway in heaven. The Holy Spirit prompts me to go into a certain room. I open the door and inside are two women. They each have a bucket of mud. The first woman says to the other woman, "Look at you. You are filthy. You are covered in mud. You are a mess." She then dips her hand into the bucket and throws mud at the other woman. Then the second woman says the same. "Look at you. You are filthy. You are covered in mud. You are a mess." She then does the same as the first woman. She dips her hand into the bucket and slings mud back at the first woman. This goes on for a few minutes back and forth. They are both covered in mud from head to toe. All of a sudden, the second woman shimmers, becomes transparent, and then she dissolves and is gone. In her place is a full-length mirror. The first woman continues in her tirade, speaking to the reflection of herself in the mirror. "You are filthy. Look at you. You are covered in mud. You are a mess." Then she slings mud at the mirror, at the reflection of herself. Kingdom principle. If you see a flaw or a sin in someone else, examine yourself first. People are mirrors. They are reflecting back to you what is in your own heart. I inquired of the Lord and asked him, "What is the meaning of this vision?" Here is what I heard. It's all about order. Laura, you can often be so quick to judge others first. You get the order backwards. When someone offends you or steps on your toes, look at yourself first. See if there be any wicked way within you and repent first. Then you will be able to interact with your brother or sister regarding their sin. People are mirrors. They are used by me to reflect back to you what is inside of you. Laura, if you don't like what you see in the mirror, it is not for you to accuse the other person. It is for you to repent of that darkness and sin in your own heart. He brought to my mind these scriptures that highlight this principle. Matthew 7:1-5. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me remove the speck from your eye," and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And also Matthew 5:25-26. Agree with your adversary or accuser quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your opponent deliver you to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you shall be thrown into prison. Truly, I say to you, you shall by no means get out of there until you have paid the last penny. And finally, John 2:2-11. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had sat her down in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the Torah commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Then Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman. He said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.